People upset about it? So let's pick it up from Amalei Abai. Amalei Abai. Misavet meis mitei fishoi habalei kapara. Meis mitei fishoi loy habalei kapara. Abai is coming to argue with Yosef. Yosef would arrive from here and itachas that there's dichloi. So Abai says, not a riot. There's no dichloi. I guess he means no dichloi b'vay l'chaim. Certainly such a concept as dichloi. But maybe he holds there's no dichloi b'vay l'chaim. In any event, Abai says, it's not a riot to the idea of dichloi. Because could be la'olam, he's still a rasha. So we may la, it's you don't have to come on to dichud. The carbon of the anshiyon in dachas is still as ever kasham ta'eva. The Tanya Shmaya. Yochel afu pirsha v'isim v'dasi b'itama tamad leim ba'amav v'isim ma'isa amav. That if he's not isim ma'isa amav, the kai is not metametim. So you see, you know, he's being right. Rav Shmaya said, Alocha, that Pirsha Voisim Adachi Tzibur is not Metame. Why not? But he's not dead. So he had a kapara. So you see that even after Achamisa, he's still called the Rasha. So the same thing by the Anshir and Idachas. Even after Misa, he's still called Zavar Hashem Taiva. How can you compare Nereg Mitech Rishoy to Meis Mitech Rishoy? Is Rav Shmaya maybe talking about Meis Mitech Rishoy? He died at home in bed. So that's Takanara Kapara. But Nereg, if he was killed, here the Anshir and Nidachas, they were killed, they were put to death. Maybe that's Takanara Kapara, and they're not considered to be Rishoyim anymore. Meis mitech rishoy came in the chi urchi kamayis lehavele kapara. Nereg mitech rishoy came in the lach urchi mayis havele kapara. He brings a riot. Lover brings a riot. That nereg mitech rishoy is different than meis mitech rishoy. The chsiv mishma lo'osso felikim bo goyim anachasecha timus hafkashecha nosus nivus avadecha machal oifa shemayim bosa chasidecha lachai si oretz. So you see that these people who were killed by Goyim, they have a din, even if they were Rishoyim b'chayayim, they're called Chasidecha. So you see that the Hariga is Mechaper. So here also by Asher and Nidachas, the Hariga is Mechaper. Rav Shmaya is talking about Meis Mitech Rishoy. So what's Rava's scheme over here? Well, in Rava's scheme of things, Meis Mitech Rishoy has no kapara, arrived from Rav Shmaya. Nereg Mitech Rishoy has a kapara, arrived from Bosa Chasidecha L'chai Se'oretz. And Haruge Beis Din has a din of Nereg Mitech Rishoy. That's what Rava's saying. Haruge Beis Din has a din of Nereg Mitech Rishoy. This whole Mahalach of Rava is not going to, Maskana is not going to work. Maskana, the Gemara is going to say that Haruge Beis Din, even if they have a kapara, that's only lacha kvura. But here in Pasuk it says, Bosa chasidecha l'chai se'oretz, there was no kvura, and still called chasidecha. So you have to be mechalik from Haruge Beis Din, and Haruge Malchus and Haruge Beis Din, like Abai is mechalik in the Hemshach. So a little bit shver, what exactly Rava held? This Rava Shiti is not stable. It's not going to remain the maskana standing. Because Rava is medama Haruge Beis Din to Haruge Malchus. He's bringing a raya from Haruge Beis Din, from Haruge Malchus, from Bosa Chasidecha L'chai Se'oretz. Looking for Goyim and Achal Asecha. The Rav is bringing a raya from Haruge Beis Din, from Haruge Malchus to Haruge Beis Din. The Bais is not a raya. And the Rav goes, we'll see, you know, the Hemshech L'gemar. But the Maisa Rav wants to put the two together. Haruge Malchus and Haruge Beis Din are the same. For the Maskon, it's not true. Haruge Beis Din need a kapar only, need kfur in order to have a kapar. The Gemara brings a raya afterwards from the fact that there was no Avelus. They need to have the kfur to have a kapara. Haruge Malchus says Bosa Chasid Echol Chaisi Oros. They have a kapara to Misalom. Of course, we have to say that Haruge Beis Din is more mechaper than Haruge. That Haruge Malchus is more mechaper than Haruge Beis Din. So this only happen. Even this Mahalach Rava Luchar is only a Havamina. For that matter, also. For that matter, also, Rava seems to concede that Meis Mitech Rishoy, just a guy died in bed, he has no kapara, a raya from Rishmaya. Chol Maskona, it's not really a raya from Rishmaya. Maybe he has a kapara, but only Lacha Kfur. And Rishmaya seems that Koin's not Metamitim, because Koin and Kfur didn't have a kapara yet. So the whole Rava here, Luchar, is not going to remain the Maskona. Okay, Mishkafel, but just pointing it out. Omle Abai. So Abai said back to Rava, Mika Medamis, Haruge Malchus, Haruge Beistin. How can you compare Haruge Malchus to Haruge Beis Din? Haruge Malchus, where he was killed by Goyim, after Rashi, he was killed by Goyim. So came with the Shalei B'din Kamikdilei Havilei Kapar. So he has a Kapar right away. Haruge Beis Din came in the B'din Kamikdilei Le'Havilei Kapar. There's no Kapar. Says Abai Arai. So Abai is defending, Abai remains with his Shita, that Haruge Beis Din are not Miskapa B'misosu. And if there's no raya from Irina Dachas to anything about Dichoy, because they have no kapara, and it remains there with Hashem to Eva. And what's his raya? This Nan, he has another raya by it. This Nan, the Yoyakoyvin, my son. So Abai initially put a raya from the that equates that Matami to a Rosha. So that raya, Rav Shlada, because maybe Mesmi Tachmishi is different. Says Abai, I have a raya from Harugi based on themselves. I'll bring a raya by Harugi based on themselves that they don't have a kapara. What's the raya? It's not like you kaiven oisin b'kivay avosov that they weren't kaiven ruge based in kivay avos. These hakadakta came and ikla havle kapara. So litru. So why couldn't they be nikvah b'kivay avos? Part of the shaling gemara is why taka were they not nikvah b'kivay avos? Because then kaiven tzadik etzel rosha. The other day I mentioned that the Rambam doesn't bring down the halacha in kaiven tzadik etzel rosha. He just says there was a halacha mipia kabbalah that the ruge based in was buried in a separate cemetery. But the din that ain't Kleber and Sadek gets to Rosh, the Ram doesn't mention it at all. So I said at the time that maybe the Ram learns the Maskana to Taka the Gemara's Chayzer from that far. Once the Gemara says Hilchasa Gemirla, that the two Batek Kvaris were Hilchasa, so maybe it's Taka Nalas then Kleber and Sadek gets to Rosh. Coming from this Gemara, you see that the way. This Gemara is assuming that from the fact that there was a special base of Kvaris for the Ruge based in, you see that they were Rishon. So it's clear in this Gemara that even the Maskana, the reason why they had a separate base of Kvaris is because they were Rishon and Kleber and Rosh Etzel Sadek. Yeah, so let's talk to Shver in the Ram. Why does Ram not bring the Dein Koyvin Rosh Eitzel Sadi? Anyway, that's Abai's Raya. Abai's Raya continues to maintain that Abai continues to maintain that Haruge Beis Din don't have a Kapor of Misosu. And that's why they were not Nikbar and Kibay Obas. Yeah, I mentioned the other day, I still don't have a Teres. What does Abai do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says at the beginning of the Teres that they told him to be mitzvah, then to say, "Came mitosi kapara, I'll call of an oisai." Every haruge based, and was instructed to say, "Vidli to hey mitosi kapara, I'll call of an oisai." So you see, it is a kapara. Maybe Abai will learn it's not a full kapara; it's episa kapara, but not enough that he's not a rasha. So my answer is misu kvura ba'inon. There is a kapara, but the kapara is not immediately with the misa. You have to have misa ukvur. So that's why they were kaver in kivay rishon. Because meanwhile, till the kvur, he's still a rasha. Moshe Rav Ada Bar Ava. So Rav Ada Bar Ava asks. It's really not Abai talking. Up till now, it was Abai talking. Now Rav Ada Bar Ava is talking. But he's still talking in the vein of Abai. So again, a raya that he doesn't have a kapara even with the misa ukvur. Because it says in Mishnah, Lo Yumis Ablum Ela Oynanim Shein Aninus Ela Belayim. Not only was he Nikbar with Kibir Rishoyim, but there was no Avelus even. V'is Alka Daita came in the Ikbar Avel Kapara. If, as you Rava are saying, there's a Kapara with the Miso Kfura, so now after the Kfura, let there be Avelus, Li Ablum. Let there be Avelus. So my answer is, Be'ina Nami Ikul Basa. It's not enough to have pur to have the kapar. You also have equal boss. You have to have equal bossa. They didn't move him until after the equal bossa. It's interesting. Right now, the Gemara doesn't say anything about dichud. The Gemara just says, since you need equal bossa, that's why they weren't misabel. Then the Gemara says another mahalach on the same shita, the same side of the fence in the sugya, but a different shita in the details. Rav Ashi Omar, you don't have to wait for equal bosser. Even if there's a kfur, if there's a kapara before the equal bosser, right after the kfur there's a kapara, but still there's no avelus and a technicality. Avelus meimus kamascheles mistimus hagolul. Kapara meimus kachazio mikichosu tsayre de kivuputo. The kapara is only after chibut hakever. It has to be in the kever for a few moments in order to have the kapara. So therefore, and the avelus is right with stimus hagolul. So therefore, hoyel be itchu yitchu. So meil the avelus is nitcha. So that's the maskot of the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara yochil amal yichul basar. So why did they move the mace right away? Mishum d'leyesha, because you can't mace till after the yichul basar, because Rashi's grace and nifkas and so on. So first of all, just there's a few things here. First of all, listen, chat. Originally, the Gemara answered that you need equal bosser. Avad the barava. And the Gemara answered that you need equal bosser. And the Gemara doesn't say a word about dichud. They weren't misabel because you have to have equal bosser. Rav Ashi is a different teretz. You have to have chibut hakever. It's higher than chibut puto. But to that, Rav Ashi adds, "Hoyel v'itchi yitchi." So chayalei davaru. Heard the first teretz, the Gemara of equal bosser also has to command the dichud. After the equal bosser, let them be misabel. What's the difference? It's a matter of degree. Rav Ashi says it takes 5 minutes to have the kapara. The stomach of the Gemara before said it takes equal bosser. I don't know, 5 months to have the kapara. What's the difference? Kach, whatever the shiv equal bosser is, let there be avelus after the equal bosser. Elamai akoch chatoimer. You have to come out to dichli. So why did the Gemara say hoyel v'itchi yitchi? So hold on 1 second. Yeah, okay. You know what? And the answer is yeah, Yisrael. I know the Mishnah says lehoyim misabel.
Maybe that's
it means then they were misabel 5 months later. I know, it doesn't say. It says lehoyim misabel.
Or if they should have the whole description is the description of the days. So
that's what it means. Lehoyim misabel then they misabel later. Okay, I hear. If it's a doch, it's a doch. In Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah, but. If already, I would rather say that the Gemara is relying on the Hilvit Chiyitchi. I think that's already less of a doch. To say that in Nechram, you have to come out the Hilvit Chiyitchi also. The Gemara doesn't speak it out until it gets to Rav Ashi. But the Gemara, maybe the Chatzilah was really also relying on the Hilvit Chiyitchi. Interesting is that the Rambam, in the Perish Mishnayis, says that the Kapara was after Ikul Basar. I don't know why it doesn't say like Rav Ashi, that it was after Chibat HaKever. The Rambam says the Kapara was after Ikul Basar, and they weren't Misabel because Hilvit Chiyitchi. The Ram brings the time of Hoyel v'itchi yitchi on la'achar ikul bosa. Chayv b'pashtus, you have to say that the Ram learned that the Gemara said Hoyel v'itchi yitchi. It's not only going on chibut hakever; it's going back on. It's really referring to both. The Gemara held off with that thought until it finished with Rav Ashi. But about in the time, it'll chayv in the Gemara, it's a little bit of a doich. Well, maybe another possibility. Yeah, man.
It's akin to a shmur ha'chayka, where the aninus is lessened because of shmur
ha'chayka. But maybe pshat the Gemara is like this. The halach is we'll talk about it in a minute in the Rosh. Halacha is that if a person hears a Shmuel Kovo that was Pshas Miso, he didn't know about it. 2 weeks later, he finds out about it, so he's Misabel then. We'll see in a minute in the Rosh. Machlekes, what's the gender exactly? Is it a Tashlumen? Or maybe it doesn't have to, not a Tashlumen? That's the Shas Achil. But there's a he's Misabel when he finds out about it. But only if it's a Shmuel Kovo. La'achal Amad Yoim. He's not. He's only misabel shoachas. He sits down. He takes off his shoes. He's misabel for a few moments, and then that's it. Mixes yom kikula. He doesn't have to be misabel anymore. So maybe that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means like this: the Gemara's initial teretz is you need equal bus. Equal bus is body after 30 days. So since he's only going to be able to misabel on the carve after 30 days, so after 30 days la'olam is never any shiur shloshim. So only if you have Avela Shachas. So maybe in a Chanami, Avela Shachas, maybe you had. that already we could be saved in the Mishnah to say that Leilim Sablam means they didn't have Avelis of Shimon Shloshim. Avelis Shachas, like a Shemur Chayka, maybe there was. And that's the Gemara's initial terrors. So we don't have to come out to Leilim Tchi Yitchi. Comes along Ravashi and he says, no, Tzari the Kibra Purta. Tzari the Kibra Purta, it's Toich Lamed. So let there be Shiva Shloshim. So 5 minutes after the Kibur, let there be Shiva Shloshim then. Now we have to come out to Leilim Tchi Yitchi. Now that we're Mechadish, Leilim Tchi Yitchi, so now the emes is that there won't even be Avelis Shachas. So maybe it's good the Rambam also. The Rambam says the emes. The emes is that Hoyle Vitri Yitri and he's Nitcheme Avelis, he doesn't even have to be Mesabel Shoachas. But the Gemara, when it said the Teretz of Ekel Boss, the Gemara didn't have to come out to Yitri because we could say Pshat in the Mishnah, Hoyle Mesabel, but they didn't say Shiva. But Shoachas, maybe they Taka did. That's not we can see them. The Maskona that we say Hoyle Vitri Yitri, then about that Teretz takes off everything. Now, is there also my cotton? The Rosh talks about the following case. I don't know if you haven't. You probably don't have it in front of you, right? Did you ever see the Rosh? If you happen to have it in front of you, look best. Maybe it's having something or other. So the din is ain't avails to cotton. The cotton doesn't have avails. The kaidim is not chinuch for avails. The kaidim shavu lamed yoyim nasi ben yidgim liyam echad. Then within 30 days of the kura, he had his bar mitzvah, the son. Nearly the chayiv l'sabel mishigdil shivu shloishim. So the Maharam Yotun held, the minute he becomes bar mitzvah, he has to sit shivu. Ve'ein amayinim yamakfura, doesn't count shivu shloishim from akfura, el mishanasi godl, from the bar mitzvah, he counts shivu shloishim. He says, what's it analogous to? V'ahavi k'misha shoma shmu k'oyva b'regel, shemis abel olav achay regel amayinu shivu shloishim. Afakav the host, the din is somebody who was mace b'soy charegel, doesn't shiva b'soy charegel, the avelis gets pushed off to after the regel. So here also, when he was a cotton, he couldn't sit shiva, but the avelis will be pushed off till after he's a bar mitzvah. Now he adds, v'afakav the host, this is a side point, v'afakav the host, yimei haregel, he deinim oilem l'minyin shiva, oilem l'minyin lamed. This is a side issue. The Gemara says, that Misha Meis Lameis B'Soy Charegel, so Shiva counts, he's knowing after the Regel. But Shloshim counts, he counts Shloshim from the Kvura, he counts Shloshim from Chol HaMoed. That's not loch. He counts Shiva from Achar Regel, but he counts Shloshim from Chol HaMoed. So maybe here also by this Bar Mitzvah boy, we should count Shiva from the Bar Mitzvah, but Shloshim from the Mitzvah. So he says, no, it's not the same. Hocha Yom Shomu B'Kandusle Ein Oilem Aflu Minin Lamed. The Gavay Regel Haim and Taim and the Gizere Shloshim Haim and Giz Vesis Poyers, Shaykh inami beregel, the osul sabu l'chabas beregel. I will be katnusul a shaykh avelis klal. The Gemara says like this. This is really a side point, not so much what we have to be concerned with. Just to know. The Gemara says in Mayakotun that Misha meis lemeis b'secha regel, so Shiva's lacha regel, but he's mayna lamed from the Yermakfura. So the Gemara, why? It's the Gemara, b'shekfan nohad minog shloshin beregel. An cholamayid, he was noyig minog shloshin. So this is machlekes rishonim what that means. Some Mishnah learn it means that he has to keep Dina Shloshim and Seicha Regel. Because Dina Shloshim are not so antithetical to Simchas Regel. Shiva is antithetical to Simchas Regel. This is very severe Avelus. That he can't be Noeg Regel at all. That he has to be Noeg Achar Regel. Dina Shloshim are not so antithetical. They're not so severe, the Avelus of Shloshim. And you could be Noeg them. He's Noeg them even B'Seicha Regel. So even B'Seicha Regel, he's talking Noeg Dina Shiva Shloshim. And therefore, so the days of the Regel count for Shloshim. That's how I think the Ramban learns. The other issue, the Rosh learns, and the Ramban here is more like the Rosh, that about the Dinei Shleishim also not knowing until after the Regel. But Dinei HaRegel are very similar to Dinei Shleishim. What do you have in Shleishim? It's also L'Sapur L'Chabes. Beregel is also L'Sapur L'Chabes. She's not allowed to take a haircut. Beregel is also not allowed to take a haircut. So even though they're not mamish identical, for example, an oval, he's also not only the saper, not only also to do laundry, he's also to wear freshly miguhid's clothing, freshly ironed clothing. Beregel, you're not allowed to do laundry, but you're allowed to wear freshly laundered and freshly ironed clothing. So they're not exactly the same, Dina Shloshim and Dina Aregel. But they're close enough, that we can count the days of the regals. It's a little bit strange. The Dina Aregel itself are similar enough to Dina Shloshim. He was knowing enough of Shloshim anyway, just by dint of it being regal, being Cholamayit, being a regal, that we can count the regal towards the days of, towards the count of Shloshim. So the Maram says, I think sounds like the Rosh, which isn't surprising, he's the Rebbe of the Rosh. So in that Nakuda, the Rambam is like the Rosh. So therefore, as far as Shloshim is concerned, not, the Bar Mitzvah boy was not knowing anything. He wasn't knowing Shiva, he wasn't knowing Shloshim. He wore freshly laundered clothing, freshly ironed clothing. He took haircuts, he did everything. So he didn't have neither Shiva nor Shloshim until after the Bar Mitzvah. So everything is after the Bar Mitzvah. V'chein amoy yukotin toy shlamet, toy shloshim, v'lachar shloshim higdil, havelik kamoy shmul koyva b'regel. Well, then he said, what if, like this, what if he had a Bar Mitzvah after Shloshim? Up till now, the Bar Mitzvah was Toch Shloshim. What if the Bar Mitzvah was only after Shloshim from the Kvura? So then it's like Havli Kamishu Kemoi Shmua Koyba Beregel Umatsoi Regel Masas Rechoyko Deinu Nehege Sela Shah Achas Ubot the Men of Zeres Shivu Shloshim. Then it'll be like a Shmua Rechoyko. Not only a regular Shmua Rechoyko. Somebody had a mace Besoich Regel, and then it was Toch Shloshim. Somebody heard about a mace Toch Regel, and it was Toch Shloshim. But he couldn't do anything about it because Toch Regel. By the time the regel was over, it was already Shmur Rechoyko. So the loch is, he's not knowing Avelis. Because bottom line is, when the Chiyuv Avelis is able to be done, is able to be fulfilled, it's already Shmur Rechoyko. So here as well, the Bar Mitzvah boy, Teich Lamed, who was still under, was still a cotton, La'ach Lamed, when he's able to do the Avelis, it's already Shmur Rechoyko. Shmur Rechoyko is not knowing Avelis, is not knowing full-fledged Avelis, but just a Shachas. He's just Avelu Shachas. When he masters Yibes Chodesh Olav Alim, he still has the year. And that's counting Yom Kippur below me Yom Shnasi Gadol. The year already, he is Noeg. That has to do with a different idea. Why is the year Noeg? It's Chara, it's a Shmua. Even by Shmua Rechoika, that's true. The Rishonim say, Shoma Shmua Rechoika, so he's not Noeg Shiva, he's not Noeg Shloshim, but he's Noeg the year. Why is he Noeg the year? Chara, if he's not Noeg Shiva, he's not Noeg Shloshim, so why is he Noeg Yibes Chodesh? Some of the answer is that it's different. Shiva and Shloshim, the Mechayev is the Kvur. And the Kvur is the Misa. The Misa Kvur. Let's say the Misa. The Misa is not Mechayev Lacha Shiva Lacha. It's not Mechayev Lacha Shloshim. Yud Beis Chodesh, the Mechayev Yud Beis Chodesh is the year itself. The year itself is Mechayev in Avelus. So it doesn't matter that he heard about it when it was already Shmur Chayv. But the year itself, every day of the year of Yud Beis Chodesh is Mechayev. Askivat Aveim is Mechayev in the Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. Anyway, these are Avelus to Kesugis. I don't want to, just enough. Ve'afal, she'esh l'chalak tzaspen shomu b'regal l'nidon zeh, d'hosn gabra b'achiyubel d'yoyim ha'kagorim. Maybe you can say it's not the same. By a regal, the person himself is a b'achiyubel, just today is not a day that he could be knowing Avelus. Ha'malach gabra la b'achiyubel l'klav. Here, the Kotlin is not a Bar Chiyuva. So maybe I should say, in Kainema, Kainema, the Bishas Misa, the Royal Isabel, Yifter Elamus. Since Bishas Misa, he was a Kotlin, maybe I should say, so he's Potter forevermore. Holeso, the Ein Dichri Yetzel Mitzvahs, can I mean him, Per Kisi Adam? Because the rule is that Ein Dichri Yetzel Mitzvahs. Avelis in the Mitzvah. And we have a rule that Ein Dichri Yetzel Mitzvahs. We have to learn the Gemara in Sukkah. Like Kisi Adam. And we had a shot if there's Dichri Yetzel Mitzvahs. By Hadas Shenikta, we said there is Dichu. But the Gemara said that's because there the Dichu would be a Kula. And that's already a Shaila. Maybe Lakula, we don't say Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. But Lachumra, to be popped from a Mitzvah, the Gemara says by Kisei Adam, ain't Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs from Papa. That's for sure. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, Perish Gemara. You cannot be popped from a Mitzvah because as Dichu, because ain't Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. We're in a case where Kisei Aruch, Bechosim in Esgala, and the Gemara says, Chayim Kisei Adam. Why? Amar Papa Shmamino, ain't Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. Says the Maravka. Here also, you want to say, since he was a Kotun Bishas Miso, he should be, you want to say that he's Potter because he was not a Bachiyum Bishas Miso? So that's a kind of Dichu. Ain't Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. You can't Dichu to Potter yourself from a Mitzvah. So Melech, the Kotun is Potter. That is another strange Raya. Interesting Raya. I don't know what this is. He brings Uriah, I'm not going to read this inside, he brings Uriah from the Sakotlin who became a Godel, was Havi Shtei Cyrus in the middle of Shabbos. So Vadi has to keep the rest of Shabbos. We don't say that he was Hail, we don't say that he was Nitcha. So you see, ain't Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. It's a very different thing. Apparently, if there would be tichayetz and mitzvahs, then we would say that since the beginning of Shabbos he was dochui, so there's no, so he's dochui. That's a pella. Every minute of Shabbos is mechayev independently. The mechayev of Shabbos, not the beginning of Shabbos. Every minute of Shabbos is separate mechayev. So he's dochui from the first minute of Shabbos, but how would he be dochui from the last minute of Shabbos? It's hard for me to understand what exactly he saw in that gemara. Any of that. Anyway, that's the Maran. I'm skipping a couple of lines about the Shabbos piece. Says now comes the Rosh. Says the Rosh. V'afal gav she'en v'shivin esari l'acham oisoi, v'toyri v'lumun anitzorech, v'toyfas in the oisoi svara she'esh l'chalak. He says, I think the distinction that the Maran rejects is really correct. And there's a chilk between him and hecha the gavra b'achiyuvah v'yoyme kagorim, case of the regal, l'koton, v'vishosh shehoyu loy l'isabel, nifter machmas kotnoi, and pokim in echiv avelus loyla. Because he thinks that's really true. Since the Kotun has the Chalois Achiyuv, the Shas Miso, Shas Kvura, the Kotun was not a Barachiyuv. So he says he thinks that is really right. That he's Potel Oilam. And it's not the same as Regal, where he's a Barachiyuv. He can't beat Noyag Avelis Beregal, but he's a Barachiyuv, and the Chiyuv was Chal on him. So he can't execute the Chiyuv till after the Regal, but the Chiyuv was Chal. And he says, what's a Doimet to? He says it's like somebody was a koton on somebody was a ger by Pesach Rishon, was a goy by Pesach Rishon, and he became and then he was miskayer by Pesach Sheni, or he was a koton by Pesach Rishon, and he was a gadol by Pesach Sheni. He doesn't have to bring a carbon Pesach and Pesach Sheni, because the whole Pesach Sheni is only for somebody who was a bar chiyum in Pesach Rishon, and he wasn't able to do it, so he asked tashlum in Pesach Sheni. So here also somebody who was b'soich haregel, he was a bar chiyuva, and he can't do it. So he has tashlumin. He calls it tashlumin. As long as it's a shmur koiva, he has tashlumin. That there's a concept of shmur shloishim, that of shmur koiva, ain't a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not that there's this new mitzvah of shmur koiva. Ela tashlumin la'avela shohayu la'asas miyad achay kvur kishiyoda. The whole din of shmur koiva is a tashlumin. Really, the chiyuv is chal b'shas miso. He didn't know about it. So he can do tashlumin as long as it's within 30 days. But it's a tashlumin for a person who really had the chi of chal in him, b'shas miso. But a person who b'shas miso was a koton, or b'shas kfur was a koton, so he wasn't a bar chiyuv at all. If he wasn't a bar chiyuv at all, b'shas chalois a chiyuv, so later on when he becomes a bar chiyuv, the chiyuv can't be chal then. The chiyuv can only be chal b'shas miso. Aye, what about ein dichi etzel mitzvahs? As there also, Mashahavi Raya may ain't dichay etzel mitzvahs ain't Raya. That's Bechal HaDoyma. Vishayish chiluk ben mitzvah hanitches u ben guf. Oh, here there's a mistake. It says guf hadichui. It should be guf hadochui. The ain't dichay ben mitzvahs ele bekotshim. Ki odom u mechuyiv lasis hamitzvah. Im nitches mi menu ato lekishetiro hamitzvah lasoysa yaseno. Ki odom le nitchim lasoysa. Aber im hoye odom dochi be shas khiv a mitzvah nit khis mi mer loyl ve nit ve ein lo tashlum loyl I feel like sheyo la so is came in the shas khiv nit mi mer he says the din of dichi etzel mitzvah is when the mitzvah itself there was some dichi in the mitzvah the person himself is a bar chiyuvo he has a chiyuv kisei adam but the dam was nitche so we say if the dam is nitche by mitzvahs doesn't you still have to do the mitzvah later on the dam was nitche out later on you still have the chiyuv that's ein dichi etzel mitzvahs or the hadas was it was. Well, that's the shah there. It's a chumra, but Akupan, that's what dichei etzel mitzvahs means. The mitzvah itself, the chetzishul mitzvah, the mitzvah itself was nitcha. You couldn't do it. But the person was a bar chiyuv and kisei adam. He was a bar chiyuv and dal minim. So that's the sugya of dichei etzel mitzvahs. Here, the issue is not that the mitzvah was nitcha. The issue is that the person wasn't a bar chiyuv. If a person is not a bar chiyuv b'shas chalos achiyuv, he doesn't become a bar chiyuv later on. That's the Rosh Yisrael. So we have here machlokes between the Rosh and the Maram. The Rosh says that Avelus of Shmuel Koiva is akin to Pesach Sheni. It's a tashlumin for Shas Miso. And therefore it only applies to a person who was a Barachiyuv of Shas Miso. And the Maram holds that Shmuel Koiva is akin to Meis Lemeis Pesach HaRegel, it is Mesabal HaRegel. So what's the Yisrael HaMachalikas? Bipshutun. Choyna HaMachalikas is that the Rosh holds that the Chiyuv Avelus, the Shas Chiv of Avelis is B'Shas Misul Kvur. Like as the Rosh says Beferish, the Din of Shmuel Koiva, it's not that the Chiv is Chal in him 2 weeks later. Chiv can't be Chal 2 weeks later. The Chiv is Chal B'Shas Misul. Lemaisa, so he became a Bar Chiv in Avelis. Lemaisa, he wasn't able to be Misabel, so 2 weeks later he could do Tashlum. He could make up the Avelis later on. But the chalois achiyuv is only b'shas miso. And if b'shas miso there was no chalois achiyuv, then end of story. That's it. There's not chayiv later. It's like pesach rishon and pesach sheni. Somebody didn't have a chiyuv by pesach rishon, it doesn't have to be mashlem by pesach sheni. The Maram apparently holds. I mean, the Maram agrees with pesach rishon and pesach sheni. The Maram apparently holds that Shmuel Koyve is not like Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. It's not that the Chiyuv is Chal only Mishas Miso. And later on, since he didn't do it then, he does Tashlumah later on. Apparently the Maram holds that the Miso, that 2 weeks later could also be Mechayim and Avelus. Any time that he finds out that he had a Mace, the Mace is still dead. So there's a dead person, he has a dead relative. 2 weeks later, he still has a dead relative. And 2 weeks later could also be Mechayim. When he finds out about it 2 weeks later, that Zman could also be Mechayim and Avelus. So the Rosh holds the Chshas Chalois Achiyav is B'Shas Miso. The Ram holds the Chalois Achiyav does not have to be B'Shas Miso. B'Shas Miso is a one possible Chalois Achiyav, but there could be a Chalois Achiyav 2 weeks later too. 2 weeks later, if the Mace is still dead, then it's Mechayim and Avelus later when he finds out about it. So not a month later. Because that's a special locha that a month after the death the dead person can no longer be mechayim and avelus. The death is only mechayim and avelus. The deadness of the person is only mechayim and avelus within 30 days of the kvura. After 30 days of the kvura, even though he's still dead, that's already not mechayim and avelus. But within the lamed yoim, it's not the misa doesn't have to be mechayim. The shas misa doesn't have to be. The shas kvura doesn't have to be mechayim and avelus. The fact that he's dead is mechayev and avelus. L'chayev kach b'pshuto. Just the Maram asked, but why don't I say dichoy? Since the Shas Misa is a mechayev and avelus, and at that moment of chiyev avelus he was near, so why don't I say that even though later on the avelus could continue, the miso, the deadness of the person, could continue to be mechayev and avelus? But why don't I say that there's dichoy? So he says, ain't dichoy etzel mitzvah. That's the analogy to Shabbos, I think. Shabbos also, every minute of Shabbos, taka mechayev in. Every minute of Shabbos is mechayev in Shabbos. So why don't I say, but he was dochi at the beginning of Shabbos? So you don't say that. Ein dichei etzel mitzvah. He has the beginning of Shabbos, he couldn't do the mitzvah. But the end of Shabbos is also mechayev in Shabbos. And I don't say, well, he became dochi at the beginning of Shabbos. So the person's being dead is mechayev in avelus. It was mechayev in avelus b'shas mitzvah, but it continues to be mechayev in avelus 2 weeks later. And I don't say, well, b'shas mitzvah he was dochi. That's the yisoid of it. Ein dichei etzel mitzvah. That's the pshat over here in the Maram. So we have here a fundamental machlokes between the Rosh and the Maram. How to understand the chalais chiyuv of avelus. The Rosh holds the chalais chiyuv of avelus is b'shas kvur and only b'shas kvur. And therefore, if b'shas kvur there was no chiyuv, then it can't come back later. The concept of Shmuel Koyev is different. B'shas misa there was a chalais chiyuv. He didn't know about it, but unbeknownst to him, he became chayiv and avelus at that moment b'shas kvur. So maybe later on when he finds out about it, he has to be mashlum. But the etzem, the chalois chiyuv has to be, and same thing beregel. The chalois chiyuv is beregel. He became chayiv and avelus beregel. L'maisi, he can't be mesabel beregel because of simchas aregel. The essay of simchas aregel is doichel the essay of avelus. So meanwhile, the essay of the rabbim, Lumar says, the essay of the rabbim of simchas aregel is doichel the essay of the yochid of avelus. But he became chayiv and avelus. So it'll be mashlum la'acha aregel. But a person was a kotim b'shas miso, so there was no chalais chiyuv. If there's no chalais chiyuv b'shas miso kfura, there's no chalais chiyuv later on. That's shitas arosh. And again, the Maram holds the chalais chiyuv does not have to be b'shas miso. It starts b'shas miso, but it's one continuum like Shabbos. It's one continuum of being mechayev from the miso until the 30 days are over, and that every moment of those 30 days has the potential to be mechayev and avelus. And if he wasn't chayev and avelus at the beginning, he was a kotim at the beginning. He could become chayev at the end. I dichoy. Ein dichei b'mitzvos. Ein dichei etzel mitzvos. That's the Maram.
Yeah. If it says like that, then why are they even having a book? Meaning if the chiyuv avelus happens in Chal Shas, the Shas, the chiyuv sheva, let's say, happens in Chal the beginning of Shlosh, theoretically it could be Chal any time in Shlosh.
Right.
So then even if it was dichei b'mitzvos, it wouldn't be applicable in this case because it would just be Chal whenever it would be Chal.
I think he holds if there would be dichei etzel mitzvos, then I would say that, like by Kisei Adam, if it would be Dichei Etzel Mitzvahs, so the Dam is Mechayev Kiseida. But since Dam was Dochi, so that's Mafkir the Chiyuv. So I would have thought, maybe since the Kotan, it's one Chiyuv, even though the Chiyuv is continuous, but it's one Chiyuv Avelus. And since he was nidcha from Achi of Amelus B'Shas Mises, so maybe he's nidcha. It's a din of dichui. Just like by carbon, the carbon was nitcha, Melkabe Mizbech. So he was nitcha from mitzvah Avelis. So it's not true, Ein Dicha Yetzil Mitzvahs. Yeah, that's what it says over here. So now, Yesh Lis Vayman, the Taz points out, L'chore Agamar, what does it say in Agamar? Agamar says that if he was B'Shas Misi, he was a Rosha, so even though later B'Shas Chibat HaKever, 10 minutes later he had a kapar, or a moment later he had a kapar, but Hayol B'Yitchi Yitchi. Now, first of all, just a priori, what's Pshat in Agamar? What do you mean Hayol B'Yitchi Yitchi? Ein Yichi Yitzel Mitzvahs. Misam Agamar needs a Hesper. Before you, without even looking at the Rosh, Agamar Shema, what do you mean Hayol B'Yitchi Yitchi? Ein Yichi Yitzel Mitzvahs. Nor is it in Sukkah. That's the Maskon, Ein Yichi Yitzel Mitzvahs. So how does he become Dochi? How do they become over your Dochi from Avelus? So the feeder rush, the answer is gonna, I think the answer is poshut. Then in the Chanami, it doesn't mean over here the regular concept of dichui like an omer aleph, even though same lashon we had an omer aleph. Hayol v'itchi yitchi. Right? Oh, actually, what was it? Hayol v'nitchi yitchi. Right? What was hayol v'nitchi yitchi? V'idoch. And here it's hayol v'itchi yitchi. Yeah, so that doesn't have to mean anything. The carbon was nitcha, the person is nitcha, is yitcha. But I think Lefi Rosh, it actually is a totally different world. The dichui of Amar Aleph from Rabbi Yochanan, that's the concept of dichui by carbonis, and in mitzvahs, and dichui by mitzvahs. The dichui that we're talking about over here in Amud Beis is what? What is this dichui in Asugyo, according to the Rosh? Is it the din of dichui, or the regular din of dichui that you have by carbonis? No, and dichui by mitzvahs. So what is it? What? What's Pshat in Agamar? So we'll start with the Rosh. The Rosh is easier. The Maram is going to be more hard. But we'll start with the easy one. Lefi the Rosh, what's Pshat in Agamar? What happened to Ein Dichi Yetzel Mitzvahs?
Chalai Sechiv.
The Guf HaDochi, what the Rosh was, Guf HaDochi, the person, it's exactly like a Kotten. The Rosh says, you could have Avelis by a Shmuel Koiva, you could have an Avelis by Acha HaRegel, if the Chiv was Chal B'Shas Miso. But if Shas Misi was a Kotten and the Chiv wasn't Chal, then the chiv doesn't kick in later. So that's mamish what it says in Agamar. If the shas misa, the mace was a rosha, so then there's no chiv avelus. If there's no chiv avelus, the shas misa, so even though later on he became the mace, but had a kapara, but it's too late. The chiv avelus has to be chal b'shas misa. That's what it means. Hayol v'yitchi yitchi. But the feed of Maram, is very sure. The Taz is kasha. He says, Taz actually asked on the Rosh. The Rosh should have asked the Rosh. Taz asked on the Rosh, why didn't the Rosh prove that he's right for Magamar? So of course, Kash and the Rav, even more. Why didn't the Rav prove that he's wrong for Magamar? It says in Magamar, what's this different than Hoyle Rikitzer? What's the difference between somebody who was a Rosh of B'Shas Misa and the Gemara Hoyle Rikitzer? And somebody, and we're in a case where the unveiling were Ketanah B'Shas Misa, where the Maram says, even though they're Ketanah B'Shas Misa, but later on when they become Gdolim, the Chiyuv could be Chal. So it's the same thing. B'Shas Misa, there was no Chiyuv Avelus. The Chiyuv Avelus wasn't Chal, either because he was a Khotan in the Maram's case, or in our case because the mace was a Rosha. 5 minutes later, you want the Chiyuv to be Chal, says Agamor, too late. Too late. Toil v'it Chiyuv Chiyuv. Why is it too late? You see, by the Khotan, the Chiyuv could be Chal later on. Ein Dichi Yetzel Mitzvahs, says the Maram, the Chiyuv can be Chal later on. So why can't it be Chal later on by us? So how's the Maram to learn Agamar?
Yeah. Maybe you could say that the non-availus is part of the punishment in order to get Kapara for this maze.
That's not what it says. It's a Torah Vitchi Yitzchi. And he had a Kapara. He had Chibat HaKever, so the Kapara is done. If he's still a Rosh, Rashi Taka said in the Mishnah, they're not misabel in order to have a kapor, but here he had a kapor. The Gemara isn't saying it. The Gemara says, "Hayol v'yitchi yitchi." Otherwise, the Gemara is right. Isn't it? Yeah.
Is there any mechanic between the mace not being
right and the misabel on? Yeah, you have to be mechanic. Avali, you have to be mechanic. That's what we need. We need to say a chiluk between when the oval is not royal misabel and when the mace is not royal misabel olav. That's what we need to get. But the Shah's had to be masber that. What's the difference? The Chor, either way, there's no Chalei Shiv. And the Maram holds, it doesn't matter if there's no Chalei Shiv, B'Shas Misa, the Chiv could be Chal later on. As long as it's within 30 days, the Chiv could be Chal later. So the same way, the Chiv could be Chal later when the Ovel wasn't Chayim and Avelis B'Shas Misa, why can't the Chiv be Chal later on when the Mace wasn't Royalist Abel Olam B'Shas Misa? But now, But now, he's after me, so I say Achar Meis Gereshim. Before, when he died, he was a Rosha. And a few minutes later, he's already a Tzaddik. So why can't we misavel? Why can't they misavel now? Yeah.
It's exactly the opposite of the Rosh. That for the Gavra, there's never a Dibu. Any of the for the Gavra, there's never a Dibu. Never. So like you say, Adam and Bahadas, then always when it's possible, then you should do it. But by Avelos, there's a Dibu in the Avelos.
Like the Mason Nidcha. What's it different than a Dichu in the Dam?
Because the Dam, you think of as like a Chavish on Mitzvah. Not to use a funny word, but it's the Chetz of the Avelos is
the Mace.
In the Mace.
I could live with that. I can live with the Chetz of the Avelos being the Mace, but the Chor, the Chetz of Kisei Dam is the Dam.
No, not the Chetz of the Avelos, the Mace. The Avelos itself, the Avelos,
the Chetz of Avelos is Dochui. And why is the Dam? Why is that better than the Chetz of the Dam?
Because is the Dam not right to cover, or just I wasn't able to do it because it was covered?
Because in this case, Dochui me car is worse.
I mean, was that a Dichui in the Dam as well? That wasn't a Dichui in the Dam. That was a Dichui in the guy. Like the guy was unable to retire Mitzvah Hadas because he happened to have a Pasul Hadas. So
he was unable to do mitzvahs to Kisei Adam because the Dam was mechus already. Kisei on Nibuach, that's the case. Kisei on Nibuach.
So that's a hindrance in the guy. It's not really a hindrance in the Dam. The Dam is not no soul in the Dam. It's just that there's no mitzvah for the guy to do because it was covered.
Seeing the Dam itself is royal Kisei. It's just he can't do it because it's already mechus. And here, there's a dichli in the chefza of the Avelos more.
Avelos is just collection of Unless, like, after you finish Avelos, now Avelos is something that is done.
There's a dichri in the Avelos because there's nobody on whom to be, at the moment of the Misa, there's nobody for whom to be Misabel. Since at that moment there's nobody for whom to be Misabel, so even though later on there is, the Avelos is Nitche, and that's more Chomer than by Kisei Adam, where the Dam actually is right for Kisei the whole time through, just the person wasn't able to do Kisei Adam. And what about by that Das? That Das was that Das was really not right. It was Niktam Roshay.
But there's no mitzvah about this Hadas per se. There's a mitzvah for a person who can have Hadas. He happens not to be able to do it right now because he doesn't have Hadas.
So I'll tell you, so I wanted to say maybe not so far from what you're saying, but I want to say with that Hilchas Dichui. Anyway, you see the Rosh, in the Rosh, Hoyle does not mean the Dichui of a Menalo. Doesn't mean the Dichui of Yochanan's Dichui. It means something else. It means that the person wasn't a Bar Chiyuvos like Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If he wasn't Chayav Pesach Rishon, if he wasn't Chayav Pesach Rishon, he doesn't become Chayav Pesach Sheni. If he wasn't Chayav Mishas Misa, he doesn't become Chayav later on. So you see the terminology of Hoyel Vidchi Yitchi does not have to mean regular, you know, the Dichui of Rabbi Yochanan. Hoyel Vidchi Yitchi. So maybe, I thought in the Maram also we could say, it's not regular Dichui over here. Regular Dichui Taki you don't have, ain't Dichui B'mitzvahs. It means something else. It means, not so far from what you're saying, but I'm saying it may be more Balabatish. It means like this, that a mace, it's true that the Rosh hold, that the Maram rather holds, that the fact that he's dead could be Mechayim and Avelos, not only B'Shas Misa, but could be Mechayim and Avelos a week later, and 2 weeks later, and 3 weeks later. The Misa continues to be Mechayim and Avelos. But the Misa that's Mechayim and Avelos is the Misa of the person when he died. I mean, the Misa, or the Kfur, the Misa Kfur, because the Avelos is the Skimus Hagel, the Misa and the Kfur are Mechayim and Avelos, not only now, they keep Mechayim and Avelos a week later and 2 weeks later, but it's the Misa that's Mechayim and Avelos 2 weeks later. K'may shehu, B'Shas Misa. But if B'Shas Misa was a Rosha, so at that moment it was B'Avoy B'Shoim Rino. There was no Mechayim and Avelos at the moment of the Misa. So then there was never a Mechayim. A little bit later he became a Tzaddik, he had a Kapara. But that's already, in other words, when I said over the Maram, my nusach was his being dead is Mechayev and Avelos. His deadness is Mechayev and Avelos for 30 days. Maybe that's not right. It's not the deadness of Mechayev and Avelos. Misa is Mechayev and Avelos. To that extent, he agrees to the Rosh that it's the Misa that's Mechayev and Avelos. The difference is that the Rosh holds the Misa is Mechayev and Avelos only B'Shas Misa. And the Maram holds the Misa continues to be Keseder Mechayev and Avelos till 30 days are up. But what's Mechayev and Avelos for the whole 30 days is the Misa. And if the Misa was a Misa of a Rosh, which is not Mechayev and Avelos, then the fact that now a Tzaddik is dead is not Mechayev and Avelos. That's not Misa. Misa is when he died. When he died and he was Nikbar. And when he died and he was Nikbar, he was a Rosh, so there's nothing to be Mechayev and Avelos later on. That's what means Hoyel V'Yitchi Yitchi. There was no Mace. There was no miso to be mechayim and avelus. So later on, the fact that he became that he had a kapor is not going to be, it's not going to help. I think that's how it's mischalik over here. The lefi the Rosh and lefi the Marab. Lekulei alma, it's not the regular dichli from dichli of kotshim, because that's really not shayach and dichli esel mitzvahs. So what is it? So the Rosh learns that it means. The Rosh will learn that it means that the shas chalois achiyuv has to be b'shas miso. 2 weeks later, there's no chalois chiyuv. You have to be, if he has, or 5 minutes later, there's no chalois chiyuv. It's like Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The chiyuv has to be in Pesach Rishon. If there's no chiyuv in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni is just tashlumen. Here also, the chiyuv misa is the chiyuv avelus b'shas miso kvura. Later is tashlumen. B'shas miso kvura was a Rosh. There's no chiyuv. That's the Rosh. The same as by a kotlin. The Maran would say, no, that's not true. Misa can be chayiv a week later and 2 weeks later. And if the kotlin had a bar mitzvah 2 weeks later, the misa will be chayiv the kotlin 2 weeks later too. Not b'teres l'shlumen. The misa will be directly chayiv the kotlin 2 weeks later. But it's the misa that's chayiv the kotlin 2 weeks later. The fact that his father died is chayiv the kotlin 2 weeks later. But if b'shas misa was a rosha, so the fact that now a tzaddik is dead, that's not a chayiv in avelus. And that's what the Maran means by olvi yitri. Misa is chayiv, not being dead. Which way is Rashi Mashma? Of these two alternatives, which way is it Mashma and Rashi? What? Drush. Because Rashi asks, why is this different than a regal? Why is this different than Mesle Mesle Beregel? Fina Maram, what do you want? Mesle Mesle Beregel, he was a tzaddik b'shas misa. Shas misa k'vim chayav l'achar regal. Here he was a rosh b'shas misa. And that's not the chiluk that Rashi says. Rashi is a different chiluk. That even beregel he's makabel tanchumen. Chara Rashi holds more al derech the rosh. That the pshat in the Gemara is that the chalois achiyuv has to be b'shas miso. And if b'shas miso was no chalois achiyuv, then he's not chayiv later on. In fact, Rashi says, what about mesle mes beregel? Mesle mes beregel, where was the chiyuv b'shas regel? B'shas regel was no chiyuv. I don't know, the Rosh wasn't bothered by that so much. The Rosh seems to hold, that's not a kasha. B'shas regel was a chiyuv. He just couldn't do it, so he'll be mashlim, so he'll do it later on. Rashi holds that b'shas regel, I don't know what the machlek is. It's mashlim to me, even here, there's a sub-machlek between Rashi and the Rosh. The Rosh didn't seem to require any hezberim. He's a kotan, he's not a bar chiyuv, b'shas misa, so he can't become chayiv later. The regel, he was a bar chiyuv, b'shas regel. He wasn't able to be mesabel, so he'll be mesabel later. And Rashi seems to be bothered nonetheless. Even when the mace dies beside Haregel, the mace said there was no chiyuv avelus beside Haregel. So how could there be chiyuv achar Haregel? So Rashi says, but even beside Haregel, even though there's no avelus beside Haregel, but he's still mekabel tanchumen. So the fact that he's mekabel tanchumen is enough to say that he became chayiv and avelus beside Haregel. Again, that really needs a hezbro by itself, because what does being mekabel tanchumen have to do with chiyuv avelus? At the end of the day, Chiyuv Avelus, he was part of him. He's Mekabel Tanchumen, so people are Menachemim. But Chiyuv Avelus, he didn't have. So Rashi really needs a Hezbollah. What does Rashi? Rashi's Teretz, the Chor needs. The Rosh not bothered that by Rashi's Kash. It's not like the Maram for sure. Because according to the Maram, there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to say Rashi's Chilukim versus Haregel, he was ready Mekabel Tanchumen. What about a Kotan? Kotan has nothing. Not Makabel Tanchum, but nothing. Kotan is nothing. And when he grows up, the Rosh holds, the Maram holds, he becomes Chayiv then, because the Misa came to Chayiv 2 weeks later. So Rashi is for sure not like the Maram. I think Al-Korach Rashi is more al derech the Rosh. That he learned Pshat in the Gemara, that the Chalois Achiv has to be Shas Kvura, and if Shas Kvura he's not Chayiv, then he can't become Chayiv later on. And the Rosh says that then Regal is fine. The Rosh doesn't seem to need any further explanation. B'Shas HaRegel, he was Chayiv and Avelis. He wasn't actually misabel because the regal, the simchas haregal, was doiche, his being able to be. He can't do the avelus because the simchas haregal was doichet. But he became chayim in avelus. He's a bar chiyuva, besoich haregal. He became a chayim in avelus. He can't do it because besoich haregal, he's not able to do the avelus because the simchas haregal that prevents it. But the chiyuv was already there. So Mele, he says he does tashlumin later on. Like somebody was honest by Rebbe Pesach and Pesach Rishon. He couldn't do it. He can't do it, but he had a chiyuv, so he's mashlim Pesach Sheni. So here, Pesach Regel, he couldn't do it because it was Simchas Regel, but he became a bar chiyuv, so he's mashlim Lachar Regel. Rashi somehow thinks that there's still a kasha over here. Pesach Regel, Rashi's bothered by it. And how does it work with Pesach Regel? Pesach Regel, he wasn't misabel. How's he misabel Lachar Regel? And Rashi says a terrorist that I don't understand. So I don't understand so much Rashi's kasha. I mean, I see it's more akin to the Rosh, but it doesn't. But even after it's being akin to the Rosh, it doesn't seem to exactly make sense. And then what's Rashi's teretz? But he's mekabel tanchumen. Chiyuv tanchumen is that kabbalah's tanchumen is not a chiyuv avelus. It's not from the chiyuv avelus. An oval cannot be mekabel tanchumen from anybody. It means yaisim mitzvah. Yaisim mitzvah avelus. The other people weren't yaisim. They were being menachemim. So what does it have to do? Mash and Rashi, but Rashi is a different nekuda than the Rosh. Maybe Rashi holds, I'm just now thinking out loud, that it has to do, I haven't thought this through, that maybe Rashi holds that it doesn't have to do with the Chiyuv Avelus. Rashi holds maybe Rashi also doesn't have to do with Chiyuv Avelus. Maybe to that extent he agrees with the Marab. Chiyuv Avelus could be Chal later. Maybe Rashi also has to do with the Shem Avelus. He can only get a Shem Oval B'Shas Misa. If B'Shas Misa didn't have a Shem Oval, so he doesn't get a Shem Oval later on. Maybe that's how Rashi learned on Gemara. I'm just thinking. It's a different shot, third shot. That if B'Shas Misa, that's the Chil. Ask the Shem Oval. Shem Oval has to be Chal B'Shas Misa. If B'Shas Misa didn't get a Shem Oval, so he doesn't have a Shem Oval, later. Maybe that's also kind of different. From having a Shem Oval, in fact, Rashi was B'Secha Regal. Rashi, no, Yom Sechar Regli has a Shem Ovel. Maybe not like his being Misabel, but he has a Shem Ovel, like other people being Menachemim. So it's Chalin of a Shem Ovel. Once he has a Shem Ovel, he could do the mitzvah says Avelis he could do later. Anyway, I don't know, this is food for thought. I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on in this Rashi, but Lechara, it needs to be sort of defined. Certainly not like the Maram. It doesn't exactly sound like the Rosh either. Yeah.
Can people be Menachemim before he starts Avelis? If he didn't know about it?
Well, he would be very surprised. I mean, it's not high shot from Metzius, because I don't know about it.
Metzius, it wouldn't make sense to.
Okay.
But
I mean, yeah, really, because you have feel the Rambam, there's no Avelis till Stimus Hagel. The Chag is showing him before the burial, is he novel? The Ramban holds is a burial immediately, even before the Kur. And it's just certain Kulus, in order that he should be able to do the. In order that he should be able to arrange the burial. So where certain things were makel in his avelis, he's allowed to wear shoes, allowed to go out of the house, because otherwise, how's he going to prepare the? But be'etzem he has a avelis. He's also rechitza. He's also b'tashmish shemitah, and so on. Also disperus. The isuri avelis. He's already an oval. The Rambam holds, and the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds chiyuv avelis don't start till after kura. Kaidu kura. He's not an oval at all. So could he be makabel? So if he's the Rambam, could he be makabel tanchuma before the kura? I don't know. Maybe there's a gila somewhere. I don't know. Rashi seems to say, but maybe not. Maybe to be mekabel tanchumen, he has to be an oval. Has to have a shem oval. So that's what Rashi says. He sees b'secher regel. He's mekabel tanchumen. Apparently, he already has a shem oval. So he's not actually misabel because simchus regel is doicha, but he's mekabel. He's mekabel tanchumen. It's enough to give him a Shem Oval. Yeah, I'm not sure about this piece I'm saying in Rashi about the Shem Oval. I'm just made this up now. I don't know. But I do have this Hagosha. It doesn't seem to exactly, it's clearly not like the Maram. It doesn't seem to be exactly the same as the Rosh either. Not Rashi's Kasha, not his Teretz. His Kasha, L'chor L'fi, the Rosh, is not a Kasha at all. He has a Chiyuv. What do I care if Pesach HaRegel he's not able to be Misabel? But he certainly has a Chiyuv. It's not talking by Rosh, there's no Chiyuv. By a regular, there's a Chiyuv Avelis. But probably can't do it because it's Nidcha. Overrides. But about he has a chiyuv. In fact, it was going to be Makavis Pesach, and then he had a Meis Mitzvah. So the Meis Mitzvah overrides. He's bringing Makav the Korban Pesach, but he brings the Pesach Sheni because he had a chiyuv. So he had a chiyuv Avelus. Simchas HaRegel overrides it, but he has a chiyuv. So I don't hear what's within the Rosh's scheme. Uchay Rashi's kasha not a kasha, and you see the Rosh didn't ask Rashi's kasha. The Rosh says he's fine with Simchas HaRegel. He says Simchas HaRegel he had a chiyuv. A Kotan doesn't have a chiyuv. So, l'chor l'fi the Rosh, I don't understand Rashi's kasha. And number two, if already Rashi holds that the regular is no chiyuv, what's his teretz? He's a mekabel tanchumen. That's not a chiyuv avelus. That's what I'm saying. L'chor, you see, Rashi is not. He's for sure not the Maram, but he's not the Rosh either. He's not. The oil be tchi doesn't mean in Rashi that since he didn't have a chiyuv b'shas misa, he can't get a chiyuv later. Rashi, but that's not his concern. His concern maybe is like I'm saying. Maybe it's like I'm suggesting now at the end. His concern. Rashi's concern is. Rashi learned a pshat in the Gemara, not that he didn't have a, not that the chiyuv has to be chal b'shas avelus. That's maybe not true. Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara is that he has to get the shem ovel b'shas avelus. If the guy was a rosh b'shas misa, then he doesn't have a shem ovel. Maybe that's Rashi's something. That's Rashi's. That's how Rashi learned Agamar. It's not that the Chiyav, you know, it's basically maybe Rashi holds like, again, I'm repeating it. Maybe Rashi holds fundamentally more like the Maram, in fact, that the Chiyav Avelis does not have to be Chal B'Shasmi. So the Chiyav Avelis could be Chal 2 weeks later. You see by Shmur Koyva, the Chiyav Avelis could be Chal later. So what's Pshat in Agamar? So the Maram, I said, Pshat in Agamar is, but the Misa that's Machayiv later has to be the Misa of a Tzadik, not the Misa of a Rosh. The Misa of a Rosh can't be Machayiv and Avelis later. That's what I said, Aliba de Maram. In Rashi, maybe there's a different Nusach over here. That it's not that the Misa can only be Mechayiv later, that the Misa, it's not that the Misa now can be Mechayiv later only if now he was a Tzaddik, not if now he was a Rosh. It's a different word. The word is the Misa could be Mechayiv later in Avelus, but only if he has a Shem Ovel now. And Hoyle Beit Chiyat Chimin, since now the Misa was a Rosh, so the Avelim are not Avelim. They're on the contrary. They're not Avelim. Maybe they're Messiah and Belayim, but they're not Avelim. They don't have a Shem Avelus. Since B'shas Misa, the Avelim didn't get a Shem Avelim, so the Misa can't be Mechayiv them later. The Shem Avelim, they have to get B'shas Misa.
By
Shmuel Koyva, they had a Shem Avelim right away. They didn't know about it, but they have a Shem Avelim right away. You can be Menachem them without their realizing that it's that they're, you know, like your case. Was maybe then come. That's what Rashi's saying. By a Shmuel Koyva, they have a Shem Avelim. You could be Menachem them. Of course, if you be Menachem them, then they'll know. So then they won't be. So then it's moot. Then there'll be Avelim Amish. There'll be Noyel Avelim. But Lu Yitzur, you could be Menachem them. If somehow we'll figure out a case, a way you could be Menachem them without their knowing that they're maybe already lost a relative, and they lost another relative. So you'll be Menachem, and it'll be cool that you were Yotzi Nichum Avelim for both, even though they didn't realize it was for both. Whatever the case is. We're getting tangled up over here. But kids, I'm saying maybe Rashi learned Pshat that in order to be an Ovel, that's how we learned Agamara. Hoyel B'Yitchi Yitchi means that in order to be Misabel later, Mashma Koivo and Lacharegel, but he needs at least to have a Shem Ovel right away. What gives him a Shem Ovel right away? That he lost the relatives who's deserving of Avelus. So he's Mechabel Tanchumen. Beregel, you're Mechabel Tanchumen. Over here, before the Chibat Akever, you can't even be Mekabel Tanchumen, because he's a Rosh. What kind of happy Mekabel Tanchumen? You're not an Ovel. He's not an Ovel. On the contrary, he's not an Ovel. He's inside his stead, but outside he's happy. He's not an Ovel. So he can't be Mekabel Tanchumen. If B'Shas Misa, he's not an Ovel to be Mekabel Tanchumen, then he can't become an Ovel later on. Maybe it's not so far away from what we're saying in the Maram. In the Nusach that I said in the Maram is that B'Shas Misa, if the Mace was a Rosh, then the Misa of a Rosh can't be Mechayiv in Avelus 2 weeks later. If the Mace was a Tzaddik, so the Misa can be Mechayiv 2 weeks later too. He was a Kotan, Ovel's a Kotan now. 2 weeks later, he'll have Rav Mitzvah. So the Misa of a Tzaddik, his father the Tzaddik, will be Mechayiv in Avelus 2 weeks later. But the Misa of a Rosh is not Mechayiv in Avelus later, when the Rosh is no longer a Rosh. That's what I said in the Maram. I think now that we're talking it out, maybe in the Rashi's not so far from that. Rashi's saying the Misa of a Misa can be Mechayiv and Avelus 2 weeks later if the Shas Misa, the person, you may not know about it, but the person was an Ovel. What made him an Ovel? That his relative the Tzaddik died. But if the Shas Misa, he didn't have a Shem Ovel because his relative was a Rosh, so he didn't have a Shem Ovel, then 2 weeks later he's not going to be Mechayiv and Avelus. Because he at the B'shas Misa he wasn't an Ovel. He lost a Rosh. That's not called he became an Ovel. So if he didn't become an Ovel B'shas Misa, so later on he can't be Chayiv in Avelus. Mesle Mesle B'shachar Egel, he became an Ovel. Harai, give him a Kavel Tanchum. He was an Ovel. He wasn't Miss Abel, but he was an Ovel. He was able to Mekavel Tanchum. Anyway, I'm saying this. I'm asked to think about it more. You know, maybe I'm not sure if this is right. Maybe not. We have to think it through. Okay, the Tosis Mishi, we have to do Tosis about Mishi Yistam HaGadol, that's the whole Avodah. Most likely, I'm not going to say Shira on Sunday, but I'm not sure, but most likely.
The Lashon of Rashi says something very different, because Rashi says, Aval Nir Yisav V'Shas Asfasi Gula Yitma. Rashi doesn't say Shema, but Rashi says,